B Independent Radio.
Well, Kate, Mina Falcha, and you're all very welcome here to my radio show. Jim Corbett here, broadcasting from Newtown Studios in Bundoran, County Donegal, in the northwest of Ireland, along the Wild Atlantic Way for MKB Independent Radio, every Saturday between 10 p.m. and midnight, and also syndicated to irishradio.org every Saturday between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. and also syndicated to Global Irish Radio every Tuesday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. and every Thursday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Irish time. I hope you'll stay tuned with me now for the next couple of hours, and I'll be featuring some good country and Irish music performed by Irish artists here at home and other artists from abroad with an Irish connection, as well as some good folk, contemporary and traditional music thrown in for good measure. Hope you're ready. The musical journey starts here.
I bought myself good runners, an American style big cap, earphones for my mobile, fresh water from the tap. You swear I had butter from the speed I get up. People stare, but I don't care, there's others wish me luck. When I'm out in the countryside, the farmer gets some shot. There's animals jumping fences, the fish are undried up. I would let my window when the dog go barking mad, and squeeze out from the bottle the last wee drop I had. I bought myself good runners, an American style big cat, earphones for my mobile, fresh water from the tap. Could swear I had butter from the speed I get up. People stare, but I don't care, there's others wish me luck. Folks and bikes, tractors, cars and vans, I'm sending stones to the sky, but I don't give a damn. I'm just like a greyhound and stubborn as a mule. I won't give in through thick and thin as long as I look cool. I bought myself good runners, an American style big cap, earphones for my mobile, fresh water from the tap. You swear I had butter from the speed I get up. People stare, but I don't care, there's others wish me luck. I bought myself good runners, an American style big cap, earphones for my mobile, fresh water from the tap. You swear I had butter from the speed I get up. People stare, but I don't care, there's others wish me luck.
Kate Mina Falcha, and you're all very welcome back here to the Jim Corbett Show, broadcasting on MKB Independent Radio, in conjunction with irishradio.org and Global Irish Radio. And I hope you'll stay tuned with me now for the next couple of hours of what will be a mixed bag of good country and Irish music, coupled with some folk, traditional and contemporary thrown in for good measure. Getting us off there to a lively start tonight with a song called The Roadrunner. That was a fella called Joe Kelly. Here we go now with one from Mary Gantley and a song called This Old Kitchen.
Sick and tired in this old kitchen. My apron's worn at the seams, and all the washing and the scrubbing. sitting huffing and puffing. Some pretty. I've got some heating on. I'm gonna do myself a fancy and hit the tiles all night long. Won't you think of me in high heels with my red lipstick on? Sick and tired in this old kitchen. My apron's worn at the seams, and all the washing and the scrubbing. Yet there's no place never does clean. And all the washing and the scrubbing. Yet there's no place never.
Yes, a grand song indeed there from Mary Gantley, one called This Old Kitchen. And that song goes out specially to two of my favourite listeners out there. That's Johnny and Mary Mulroney here in West End Bundoran, and also Kathleen and Betty McGowan up there in The Rock in Bundoran as well. Up next on the playlist is a song from Ailish McBride and a lovely one called Our Wild Atlantic Shore.
Come with me to where a dream begins, and let our sights blow our mind. You'll think you are on wings, seeing the giant's causeway amaze us more and more. And you can taste the still little bush mills on our wild Atlantic shore. St. Patrick chased the snakes away, never to be seen. Johnny Cash told the world about our 40 shades of green. Hear the seagulls as they chase the fishing boats to Myrrh, and the seals bobbing on the surf on our wild Atlantic shore. The cliffs of Moher's rocky face stand strong against the sea. Around the Galway and Sligo coast the winds blow wild and free. The sights of our lovely isle will always want to boast, and view the beauty to be seen from the cliffs around our coast. St. Patrick chased the snakes away, never to be seen. Johnny Cash told the world about our 40 shades of green. Here ancestors who sailed away from our wild Atlantic coast. St. Patrick chased the snakes away, never to be seen. Johnny Cash told the world about our 40 shades of green. Hear the seagulls as they chase the fishing boats to Mur, and the seals bobbing on the surf on our wild Atlantic shore. And the seals bobbing on the surf on our wild Atlantic shore.
Yes, a grand number indeed there from Ailish McBride, one called Our Wild Atlantic Shore. And that song is dedicated especially to Pat Melly over there in Bridgend in Ballyshannon, and Declan Patton also in Ballyshannon, and Philip Loughlin and his partner Jenny over there in Rathmore, also in Ballyshannon. Up next on the playlist is one that's just been released from the Strummer Boys, one called Coming Home Tonight. Hope you enjoyed this one. Jim Corbett here on MKB Independent Radio, playing all kinds of Irish music from artists all over the globe with an Irish connection. Stay tuned, because I'm sure there's something here that you'll be able to connect with.
What's her name? He shouted, 'cause Penelope had her more than once. Why, she's the pride of Emerald Isle, been round for quite a while, a Guinness that I love to sing about. Love to meet her every night, and me hand I hold her tight, I press her to my lips well more than once. Why, she's the best I've ever had, and she never makes me sad, the bottom in the black skirt that I love. she really gets about. What's her name? He shout. Both men know the putter more than once. Well, she's the pride of Emerald Isle. She's been round for quite a while. I guess that I love to see her. It's about a what's her name, he shout. Most men know the putter more than once. Well, she's the pride of Emerald Isle. She's been round for quite a while. I guess that I love to sing about. As she really gets about, what's her name, he shout. Most men know the putter more than once. Well, she's the pride of Emerald Isle. Been round for quite a while. I guess that I love to sing about.
Yes, a grand song indeed there from a guy called Paddy Canavan, one called The Blonde in the Black Shirt. I hope you enjoyed that. Right, so that was dedicated especially to Enda McGlone and his family over in Kinloch and also the Warnock family. And I want to say hi to Richard and Bridget Nevin over there in the Canary Islands. They were formerly from Kinloch and now living over there. And also to Maureen Folan and her family and also John Canavan. And not forgetting Daniel McCulloch and all those people from Kinloch in County Leitrim. And the song I'm playing next is one for all of you. It's one from Richard Findlay and a song called Country Heaven.
Nothing like a good old country heaven, where our favorite country legends are singing. You can hear the guitars, fiddles, and banjos playing to the words of a good old gospel song, where legends and stars they meet together, with the highwaymen standing to the foe. Haggard Nelson and Jennings and old Hank standing by that beautiful shore. What a day that will be up in glory, we'll be singing in the sweet by and by, meeting up with heaven's grand old Opry, singing with the choir up in the sky. Streets of gold, we all meet up together, meeting up with Erwin's country music king, with names like Big Tom, Brian Cole and Gene Stewart. We'll be dancing with the angels as we sing. St. Peter will be standing there counting, we'll be going out the same way we came in. The pearly gates we enter shall be open, for the circle will never be unbroken. What a day that will be up in glory, we'll be singing in the sweet by and by, meeting up with heaven's crown old Opry, the choir up in the sky. We'll be singing with the choir up in the sky. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord? goodbye.
Yes, a great song there from Richard Finlay, one that he's just released called Country Heaven. And Richard, a fine singer he is indeed, and a man that's recorded here with me here at Newtown Studios quite a few times in the past, and I wish him well with that track. And I'm going to play the next track, especially for Pauline and Marie McGovern and all the extended family over there in Tullahan, and also Paul and Tricia Johnson and daughter Chloe, who I had the pleasure of meeting there recently up there in Letterkenny, and the Maguire family over there in Tullahan, and not forgetting the McGlones as well. And the song I've chosen for you is one from Mike Fallon, and Get Out and Boogie.
Some people are born lucky, others are born rich. Then many work hard every day and never ever flinch. For me, I like some leisure time when my work is done. That gets me energized and makes me a happy one. Our lives are changing, changing pretty fast. Then we should make the most of every day that we have. So let's get out and boogie, yes, have a bit of fun. Cause God above will call us when our time is done. Thousands go on foreign holidays and lie out on the beach. Others go along to concerts and to music, tap their feet. Many go along to nightclubs and I'm sure they'll have a ball. For me, country music is the best thing of them all. Our lives are changing, changing pretty fast. Then we should make the most of every day that we have. So let's get out and boogie, yes, have a bit of fun. Cause God above will call us when our time is done. Many take life seriously, others don't give a damn. All my friends, they fell in love, but I'm a single man. I must get on the internet to see if love I'll find. If I don't meet somebody soon, I'll be left behind. Our lives are changing, changing pretty fast. Then we should make the most of every day that we have. So let's get out and boogie, yes, have a bit of fun. Cause God above will call us when our time is done. I get out and enjoy myself as often as I can. Sure, the sound of country music makes me a happy man. I wonder if there's music way up in the sky. And I'd like to keep on dancing even when I die. Our lives are changing, changing pretty fast. Then we should make the most of every day that we have. So let's get out and boogie, yes, have a bit of fun. As God above will call us when our time is done. Because God above will call us when our time is done.
Yes, a grand lively number there indeed from Mike Fallon, and one called Get Out and Boogie. Right, I want to say hi to a couple of people up there in Manor Hamilton in County Leitrim tonight. That's Martin and Marie McGowan and family, and also Phelim Gurn and his family. And over in Kinloch, hi to Jerry McGurn and all the clan, and Paul Kotyinski and his family. And the song I'm playing next is one for you. It's a song from a girl called Rosalind Clare, and she's going to sing all about Seven Lonely Nights.
Denying cried for you. It was your favorite pastime, making me blue. Last week was the last time I cried for you. Crying blue. Now there's no use in denying I cried for you. It was your favorite pastime, making me blue. Last week was the last time I cried for you. Last week was the last time.
You're listening to Jim Corbett here, broadcasting on MKB Independent Radio from Newtown Studios along the Wild Atlantic Way in Bundoran in the county of Donegal. Why don't you hang in with me there for a while? There might be some music that you quite enjoy. Remember, I'm here every Saturday night between 10 p.m. and midnight, so why not come back and pay a visit?
Banbridge town in the county down one morning last July. When the bowling green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat from her to her feet and the sheen of her blue hair. Such a coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Battery Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. The onward sped, sure as shook me head, and I gazed with a feeling rare. And I says, says I, to the passerby, who the maid with the nut brown hair. He looked at me and he smiled and says he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Ban, she's a star of the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. Soft proud eyes and a look so sly, and a sigh like a rose in June. And you crave each note from her nearly white throat as she lilted an Irish tune. At the pattern dance she'd be held in a trance as she slipped through a jiggery. At her eyes she'd roll and she'd lift your soul, and your heart she would quickly steal. From Battery Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like a sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. I never was hit till my travelling days began. But fair and square I surrendered there to the charms of a Rose McCann. With a heart to rent and no tenant yet, have I met with a shawl or gown? But in she went and I asked no rent from a star of the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. Harvest fair, she'll sure be there, so I'll dress in me Sunday clothes. With me shoes shone bright and me hat cocked right for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I smoke or no horse I yoke, then me plough with the rust turns brown. Then me darling bride by me on fireside lies the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I seen like a sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, I seem like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down? Oh, maid, I seem like a sweet Colleen that I met in the county down.
Yes, that song has just been released by a fella called Ryan McGlynn, and he hails from County Donegal, and it's one called The Star of the County Down. Right, I want to say hi to Jim Ed Houston and partner Jules down there in Waterford, and the Foley family, especially John over there in Chicago, who tune in from time to time. And down in Wexford, I want to say hi to the Dammit family, that's Kelly, Cathy and Seamus. And I'm going to play the next track on the playlist for all of you. It's a song from Jimi Hendry, and a song called Heart That Never Will Break.
I'll have a heart that will never break again. Standing at my daddy's bedside, and the tears filled up the wrinkles on his face. As I held his withered hand, he smiled and whispered, "Son, I'm going to live in a better place. Teardrops, and I'll have legs that will never ache with pain, and I'll have hands that will never rage and wither, and a heart that will never break again. We shall live forevermore, and there are mansions in construction for my dwelling, and the streets of gold will run by my front door.
Number there from a guy called Jimi Hendry, a song called Heart That Will Never Break. I
maybe got the title wrong when I was introducing it, but that's the title, the correct title of the song, one called Heart That Will Never Break. Right, I'm dedicating the next track on the playlist to some people down there in Galway. That's Eileen Morris in Belclare outside of Headford, and Joe O'Hara and his family in Athenry, and the O'Halorans there in Galway City, and the Mannions also in Clifton in County Galway. And the song that I've chosen for all of you is one from a guy called Paul McNeely, and a grand one this time called Australia's Sunny Soil.
I am miles away from Ireland, upon Australian soil. Out here with the strangers, far from sweet Kilhoyle. Friends from home came with me, made out on the road, and crossed the sea from family to reach our new abode. This fast pace could not replace the land I left behind, and the last night I saw my love keeps running through my mind. And when I make it good out here, I'll go back home to Torn, and I'll tell my tales of gains and fails in Australia's sunny soil. Yes, the times are bad and I feel sad to leave my family dear, to find a job and earn a bob. That's why I'm way out here. And when I save enough to wet my love home by the foil, I'll board a plane and I'll not remain on Australia's sunny soil. This fast pace could not replace the land I left behind, and the last night I saw my love keeps running through my mind. And when I make it good out here, I'll go back home to Torn, and I'll tell my tales of gains and fails in Australia's sunny soil. This fast pace could not replace the land I left behind, and the last night I saw my love keeps running through my mind. And when I make it good out here, I'll go back home to Torn, and I'll tell my tales of gains and fails in Australia's sunny soil. Yes, I'll tell my tales of gains and fails in Australia's sunny soil.
What a lovely song it is indeed, Australia's Sunny Soil, sung by Paul McNeely. Right, I want to say hi to some people over there in County Clare, that's Margaret Mead, and also Martin Purcell down there in Limerick. And also up there in Mayo, hi to the Smith family in Knock, and not forgetting William over there in Portugal. And Teresa Norby and her family in Ballina in County Mayo. And the song I'm playing for you is a new one from Owen Mack, and it's a song this time called Heather on the Hill.
Thank you. said to me, will you meet me by the sea? You can kiss me underneath the misty moon. She is stunning, she is pretty, she's as warm as amber whiskey and as funny as the heather on the hill. When I was a young boy, my mother said to me, find yourself a pretty lass, don't take her love for free. From the fields of Aberfeldy to the shores of Loch Maree, I know that she's the only one for me. Oh, my love said to me, will you meet me by the sea? You can kiss me underneath the misty moon. She is stunning, she is pretty, she's as warm as amber whiskey and as funny as a heather on the hill. She's as warm as amber whiskey and as funny as a heather on the hill. She was dancing by the fire as a piper played a tune, and she wrapped her arms around me and she asked, are you my groom? A dram of amber whiskey and a twinkle in her eye, we danced beneath the Caledonia sky. Oh, my love said to me, will you meet me by the sea? You can kiss me underneath the misty moon. She is stunning, she is pretty, she's as warm as amber whiskey and as funny as a heather on the hill. Oh, my love said to me, will you meet me by the sea? You can kiss me underneath the misty moon. She is stunning, she is pretty, she's as warm as amber whiskey and as funny as a heather on the hill. Oh, my love said to me, will you meet me by the sea? You can kiss me underneath the misty moon. She is stunning, she is pretty, she's as warm as amber whiskey and as funny as a heather on the hill. She's as warm as amber whiskey and as funny as a heather on the hill.
From Newtown Studios in Bundoran, County Donegal, you're listening to the Jim Corbett Radio Show, streaming live on Global Irish Radio. Download the app or visit us online at globalirishradio.com.
Once upon a time, some bright lights called to me, and I dreamed of future fortunes and of things that I could be. So I left my little town, thinking it would hold me down, but my youth was yet to teach me that my feet were for the ground. So I set my sight on the life of the grand city, where the streets of promise drew me in. And the brightest light lit the path of my ambition, and those streets of promise played a game I couldn't win. I lived the life, but over time my wishful heart began to find that it's not always easy to leave those you love behind. The city streets were paved with gold, they went and kept me on my toes. And so it seems my newfound dreams were treasures to behold. So I set my sight on the life of the grand city, where the streets of promise threw me in. And the brightest light lit the path of my ambition, and the streets of promise played a game I couldn't win. Went and passed me by. I took my time to realize that all I ever wanted was back in the Emerald Isle. I packed my bags with lessons learned, I headed home to where I yearn. Thank God above to those I love and blessing me to soil. So I set my sights on my life back home in Ireland, and the streets of promise I begin. Now the starry skies lit the path of my ambition, and those streets of promise played a game I couldn't win. So I set my sights on my life back home in Ireland, and the streets of promise I begin. Now the starry skies lit the path of my ambition, and those streets of promise played a game I couldn't win. And the streets of promise played a game I couldn't win.
That was a fellow called Gerard Gormley at that time with a song called The Streets of Promise. I want to say hi to some of my listeners over there in the Donegal town area. Starting off there with Maura and Enda McCallick and all the kids, and Una and Ian McKenna as well. And hi to Roisin Harkin and her family, and Sheree Breslin and family over there in the Carrick area of County Donegal. And not forgetting Mum and Dad, that's Brendan and Mary over in Coventry in the West Midlands in England. And hi to Kathleen McCabe and husband Bernard and all the family as well in Kittybegs, and Arlene Alvey and family down there in Dunkinady. And I'm going to play the next track on the playlist for all of you. And it's a song this time from a fellow called Stephen Stokes, and he's going to sing all about A Peace Cry.
They come from the valleys, the boys and the girls of the night. The light in the castle looks dim, or is it broken? Their fathers sit on the throne, who calls the shots on me? I'm just a boy with a guitar and a dream. I was raised in a family where family always comes first, where every field is green that surrounds us. The trenches are filled with bodies and blood from guns. A complete lack of respect for the world. The young looks to the old for forgiveness. The widows all cry at home with their babies on show. A peace cry can be heard all over the world. Babies lie out in the streets all alone, with no family, no food, no hope in this world. The big man gets bigger each day, and the poor man has a heart of a lion. Peace is needed more at this time. Time stood still more than once in my life. Thoughts were filled with fear and with fright. Leaders have power and we must fight for life. With love and understanding, when everything feels right, there'll be peace in the world tonight. The young looks to the old for forgiveness. The widows all cry at home with their babies on show. Can be heard all over the world. The young looks to the old for forgiveness. The widows all cry at home. their babies on show. A peace cry can be heard all over the world. A peace cry can be heard all over the world.
Song and great sentiments there, particularly the way the world is at the moment. One called A Peace Cry. Very nice indeed. Sung by Stephen Stokes. Right, occasionally I play songs from people who don't necessarily have any direct connection with Ireland, but this is a lady called Cathy Kane that's up next, and a fine singer she is indeed. She's based in Scotland, but has played many times in Ireland, and I know she's very popular with some listeners out there, so I'm going to play her next. And I'm going to dedicate this especially to Glenda Love and her family over in Rosses in County Donegal, and Mary Michelle Hamilton and Patrick and the kids in Mount Charles, and Anne Kane over in Mount Charles as well, and Marion Doherty and her family in Kilcar, and Leona Bustard and her family in Barnesmore in County Donegal, and Denise and Annie McGrory in Donegal Town, and also Linda and Michael Sparks Gallagher in Kittybegs, and not forgetting David and Charlene Given and all their family as well. And here we go now with Cathy Kane and the Ghost of Danny Boy.
Can I hear a piper playing on the mountainside? Can I see a ghostly frame as on the cloud it rides? Could it be my own dear Danny boy that lived so long ago, searching for the one he left, the heart that loved him so? I will arise from my long sleep and leave this cold wet clay, for I have waited all these years and dreamt about this day. We'll love each other like before and live where all the good ghosts go. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I still love you so. All the pipes will play their music because you are back with me, and the spirit world we're in, living here eternally. And from glen to glen we'll float on high, where breezes gently blow, there will be such joy, oh Danny boy, 'cause I still love you so. I will arise cold wet clay, for I have waited all these years and dreamt about this day. We'll love each other like before and live where all the good ghosts go. Oh Danny boy, oh Danny boy, love you so. We'll love each other like before and live where all the ghosts go. Oh Danny boy, oh Danny boy, I still love you so.
Lovely song there from Cathy Kane, one called The Ghost of Danny Boy. Right, I want to say hi to some more people out there tuned in my way tonight. Patsy and Celine Gallagher and family. up there in Letterkenny, and also in Letterkenny, Anne Kerr and Brigine Carr, and husband Enda and family. And not forgetting Anna Crossan as well. And over in Ardra, good wishes go to Mr. and Mrs. Connell Melly, and Dominic Pete and Mary Brennan. Not forgetting Martina Mulhern over there in Lochris Point, and last but not least, Paul and Mary B. Gallagher. And the song I've chosen for all of you is a lovely one this time from Stephen Smith, one called He Don't Call Me Anymore.
Show on irishradio.org.
I was always away
is always alone. But roses couldn't hold her tight or keep her warm in the night. And in time she stepped away. I can still hear her say, send me no roses, send no roses today. Just like our dreams, the fragrance will soon fade away. The magic is gone, and our love has died on the vine. Send me no roses, roses can't bring her back this time. Empty arms reaching out, lips so unsatisfying, needing so much to find love that she was denied. What she wanted was my love. Roses weren't quite enough. I remember the day when I heard baby say, send me no roses, send no roses today. Just like our dreams, the fragrance will soon fade away. The magic is gone, and our love has died on the vine. Send me no roses, roses can't bring her back this time. Send me no roses, send no roses today. Just like our dreams, the fragrance will soon fade away. The magic is gone, and our love has died on the vine. Send me no roses, roses can't bring her back this time. Magic is gone, and our love has died on the vine. Send me no roses, roses can't bring her back this time.
That guy's name is called Sean Brennan, and a song there called Send Me No Roses. Right, up next on the playlist is a song from a lady by the name of Patricia Maguire, and I'm dedicating this particular track to Pat and Mary Donnelly and family over there in Cavan, and also Harry Foster over in Butler's Bridge, also in County Cavan. And I want to say hi also to Father Noel Condon up there in Inishkeen in County Louth, and Joe Eaton and his family in Dundalk, also in County Louth. And down in Dublin, I want to send out good wishes to Denise, Terry and Kira and Aoife, that's the O'Neill family down there in Turnure. And also Liam and Deirdre Hogan, and Pat and Mairead O'Rourke, and their best friend Ethel, who are out there in Donnybrook in Dublin and tune in every week. And last but not least, Hugo McGee over there in County Kildare. And the song, as I said, is by a lady by the name of Patricia Maguire, and you'll all recognise this one. It's one called The Golden Jubilee.
Take off that happy garden, Pat, put on your own.
Yes, up you buy you indeed. That was Patricia McGuire there with the Golden Jubilee. Right, I want to say hi to a few more people tuned in my way tonight. Julie Hassan over there in the Clody area of County Derry and also in Derry City itself. Hi to Des Murphy. And over in Fermanagh, good wishes go to Michael Cleary and his family and also daughter Charlene and her husband over there in Sligo. And I want to say hi to Lorraine McManus, my special listener in Baleek, who listens in from week to week and enjoys all the music that I play for her. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy this one, Lorraine, and all the rest of you. It's one from a lady by the name of Mary Rose, and she's going to do a special tribute to Philomena Begley.
Each night at 9 o'clock, her chariot is a crosstown bus that stops right down the block. The old piano minstrel will play a tune as she walks in, and the queen of the silver dollars home again. She's the queen of the silver dollar. She runs the smoky kingdom. Scepter is a wine glass and a bar stool. Shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, and a week old slipping out of town, and we looked beneath the moonlight on a blanket.
Well, how about that? I hope you enjoyed that one. That was Mary Rose and a special tribute to Philomena Begley. Right, more listeners out there tuned in my way tonight. I want to say hi to Pat and Anne Quinn over there in Galbally in County Tyrone, two of my regular listeners. And also over in Coventry in the West Midlands, good wishes go to Eileen Nugent and her family in Cowden. That's Adrian, Kevin and Darren and Maria and all the extended family. And also I want to say hi to Evelyn Hurst and Glenys Doyle over there in Bulkington, and not forgetting Pat and Betty Quinn as well. And Doreen and Seamus down there in Hendy Green, and Anne Weston and family in Stoke in Coventry, and Arthur and Linda James over in Hinckley in Leicestershire. And moving up to Birmingham, hi to Pat Barry and also Anita Traynor. And I'm going to play the next track on the playlist for all of you. It's one from John Hogan and a song called Walking in the Sun.
Well, things have been going wrong long enough to know when everything's just right. I've been walking in the dark long enough to know when I've finally seen the light. And I've been losing long enough to know when I finally have won. On earth, even a blind man can tell he's walking in the sun. Well, I've cried enough tears to recognize this feeling, though I've smiled. I've been bottom rung long enough to know when I'm doing it in style. And I've been running long enough, no, and there's no more need to run. Oh Lord, even a blind man can tell when he's walking in the sun. Now the wind is at my back, and I'm sailing on a ship long overdue. And I've blown so many chances, Lord, I ain't gonna blow this one with you. And I've seen enough bad times to know when the good times have begun. Oh Lord, even a blind man can tell when he's walking in the sun. Oh Lord, even a blind man can tell when he's walking in the sun.
You're listening to Jim Corbett here on MKB Independent Radio, playing all kinds of Irish music from artists all over the globe with an Irish connection. Stay tuned, because I'm sure there's something here that you'll be able to connect with.
Treat me right.
That young lady's name was Lisa McCrory with a song called Take Me By The Hand. Right, I want to say hi to some listeners over there in Rugby in Warwickshire in England. That's Sarah and Porrick Reynolds and Elsie Galson and her family and Tommy Ryan as well. And I want to say hi down in Leamington Spa to Sean Hogan and all the gang at St. Patrick's Social Club in Warwickshire. And Lynn and Mickey Lewis down there in Banbury in Oxfordshire. And up in Yorkshire, hi to Jackie and Dick Dobson and Rachel and Barry Neish and Gemma and Richard. And also Alan and Claire Dobson down there in New Zealand. And the song I've chosen for you this time is one from a lady by the name of Jenny Hanlon, and I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late to a world that doesn't care. I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. The head of state didn't play guitar, not everybody drove a car. Music really mattered, and when radio was king, accountants didn't have control, and the media couldn't buy your soul. Computers were still scary, and we didn't know everything. Teens and anarchy was still a dream. The only way to stay in touch was a letter in the mail. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late to a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers. Still on top, and vinyl was all that they stocked. Super Info Highway was still drifting into space. Kids were wearing hand-me-downs and playing games men kick around. Footballers, they had long hair and dirt across their face. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late. Punk rocker with flowers in my hair. I was born to
Yes, a very different song there from a lady by the name of Jenny Hanlon, and I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker. Right, hi to some people down there in London. Don O'Reilly and his family, and that includes Pete, Lynn, Siobhan, Leanne and baby Harry down in Hayes and Middlesex. And also in the Hayes area, hi to Angie Hall and Ross, Ryan and Sarah. And hi to Terry Hill and Jonathan and family, and Lauren and her family up there in the Finsbury Park, or shall I say the Hornsey area of North London. And hi to Michael Woods up there in Crouch Hill in Hornsey in North London, and also Rosie Goldsmith down there in Devon in England, and Becky and Ken Mansbridge in Norfolk in England. And the song I've chosen for all of you is one this time from a guy called Jim Devine, and one that is very synonymous with Donegal. It's simply entitled Destination Donegal.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I go further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal. Sure, I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal. I'd make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Rafal, or Port Salon down to Killy Bays by Krishna and Aloe. I'd wander round my Barnsmore Gap on everyone I'd call, and beyond the Blue Stack Mountains to the town of Donegal. Oh, Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, sure I'll give the world to make my destination Donegal. I'd make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Rafal, or Port Salon down to Killy Bays by Krishna and Aloe. I'd wander around my Barnsmore Gap on everyone I call, and beyond the Blue Stack Mountains to the town of Donegal. Sure, I know I'd make my final destination Donegal.
Yes, a song written there by Johnny McCauley, one called Destination Donegal, and of course brought to prominence first by Daniel O'Donnell with his version, but I think Jim Devine does a fine version of it as well, so fair play to you, Jim. Right, I want to say hi to some more people living over there in England. That's Margaret Likely over in West Sussex, and down there in Swansea in Wales, that's the O'Mahonys, Don, Philip and Joan and Declan and the extended clan. And I'm going to play the next track on the playlist for all of you. It's a lovely song this time coming up from Stacey Breen, and it's just been released. In fact, this is the first time I've played it on the show, and it's one called Apartment Number 9.
Just follow the stairway to this lonely world of mine. You'll find apartment number 9. Not so very long ago, you walked away from me. You decided to be free. Loneliness surrounds me. Without your arms around me and the sun will never shine in apartment number 9. In this lonely room, just in case you change your mind, you'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Loneliness surrounds me. In apartment number 9. No, the sun will never shine in apartment number 9.
The best music on the best station.
I always talk about the Americans, of course, Canadians, Australians, people who visit Ireland. We get a lot of people, of course, from all over Europe, but Americans in particular, they love Ireland. They love looking for leprechauns and all that sort of thing. You can imagine this fella from Detroit, Michigan, and it's his first time in Ireland. He's never been to Ireland before, and he arrives on flight EI-104, and he steps down from the Aer Lingus Jumbo, and as he walks down the steps, he sees this fella standing beside a very, very long table with a white tablecloth, and there's all skulls on the table, all skulls and bones on the table. And the fella's standing there with the plaid jacket, you see, and the old cap and the pipe. And the American comes over and says, "How you doing there? Very happy to be here in Ireland. What are you doing, sir?"
He says, "I'm living here."
"Yes, sir," he said, "but what are you doing right now?"
"I'm standing looking at you."
"But," he said, what's this display?"
"So, see, I'm selling skulls."
"You're selling what, sir?"
"See, I'm selling skulls."
"You're selling skulls?"
"No, skulls, you idiot, skulls. Skull, skull, skull. Head with no skin, skull."
"Oh, you're selling skulls. Oh, yes. What sort of skulls do you have?"
"Well, I have the skulls here of famous Irishmen. I have the skull now, for instance, of Brian Boru. I have the skull of Finn McCool. I have the skull of St. Brendan the Navigator. I have the skull of St. Patrick. I have the skull of Cú Chulainn."
He says, "Hold on, sir. Are you telling me you've got St. Patrick's skull here?"
"Yes, that's St. Patrick's skull there. That's the great St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland."
He says, "You got to be kidding me. How do I know that's St. Patrick?"
"The ask it."
"Your man was a ventriloquist as well." "Well," he said, I guess I'd like to buy that skull from you, sir." "So how much are you going to charge?"
"Well," he said, "you can make me an offer."
"He says, how about $25?
Go again."
"Okay, so how about $20?
"See, that's enough, that's enough."
"How much is that in Irish money?"
"See, about £75. They've got the money. He got the money, and the American took the skull in a Dunstore's bag, and he headed off back to the United States. Now, he put the skull of St. Patrick on display in his pub restaurant, and people came from everywhere around America to Detroit, Michigan, to see the skull of St. Patrick. And he made $5 million over 5 years from people looking at the skull. He came back to Ireland. He decided he'd come back here, and he arrived once again on flight EI-104, and he came down the steps. And as he came down the steps, he saw the same man standing beside a table with skulls. And he says, "How you doing there? Very happy to be here in the Emerald Isle." "Yes, sir." He said, "What are you doing today?"
"So I'm living here."
"But what are you doing?"
"So I'm selling skulls."
"So what skulls do you have today, sir?"
"Well, today I have the skulls here of famous Irishmen. I have the skull here of Brian Boru. I have the skull of Cuchulain. I have the skull of St. Brendan the Navigator. I have the skull of St. Patrick. I have the skull of Finn McCool."
He says, "Hold on, sir. Oh, are you telling me you've got the skull of St. Patrick?"
"Yes," he said, "that's the skull there of the great St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland."
He says, "You got to be kidding me, guy. I was here 5 years ago, and you sold me a skull a little bigger than this. You said it was St. Patrick."
"Actually, I remember you now. Well, this is St. Patrick when he was a boy."
Yes, very funny man indeed. That's the late, great Brendan Grace there with the skull of St. Patrick. And a funny story it is. Right, I want to say hi to some people over there in the United States that are listening in to me tonight. And starting off in New York City. And hi to Trish and Brian Fitzgerald and daughters Tara and Mairead Keoghan. And they're over there in the Breezy Point area of New York. And also Sean Keoghan in Wanta in Long Island. And Bridie Wogan over in Queens and all the extended clan spread out throughout the state of New York and further afield. And hi to Andrew and Kira Cook, now in New Jersey and expecting their first baby very soon, and I wish them well. And hi to Laura and Steve Cook up there in Montgomery in the state of New York. And hi to Kathy Doherty over there in New Jersey, and Sue and Joe Gauta and family down in Florida. And the track I'm playing for you next is one from a guy called Mark Taggart, and "The Hand That Rocks the Cradle."
Got here red and wrinkled, scared and crying. And she took him up and held him to her breast. And he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. Didn't seem to matter what he needed. He could always count on Mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he always found a twinkle in her eye. There ought to be a hall of fame for Mama, creation's most unique and precious purpose. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules. Taught him all the attributes of greatness that she knew he couldn't learn away from home. And by the time she wore the cover of her Bible, her hair was gray and her little man was gone. There ought to be a hall of fame for mamas, creation's most unique and
precious pearls. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Yes, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Mark Taggart there with the hand that rocks the cradle. And I got to know Mark first back in the 90s over in Coventry when he used to come over and tour regularly then. And a nice guy he was indeed, all the way from Oma in County Tyrone. And he used to perform all over the Midlands area and got a great load of support when he was there. And I still hear his name pop up from time to time, and it's great to hear that he's still recording. Well done indeed, Mark. Right, more dedications, and I want to say hi to Annette Doyle down there in India Atlantic in Florida, and also Irene and Dustin Lamp in Cleveland, Ohio, and the Karapolis family down there in Cleveland. That's John and Danielle and Logan, Harry and Rachel and Christopher, and not forgetting Tia. And over in Alaska in the USA, hi to Brantini Rattigan, and also Arlene and Diane Thornton in Myrtle Beach down there in South Carolina. I hope you're enjoying the show tonight, ladies. And not forgetting Seamus and Rita Gilmurray over in Buffalo in New York State. And my listener that's been, I suppose, long-standing with the show here since it started, that's Joan Tye. I'm playing the next track especially for you. It's a nice track this time from a guy that I actually played with for a while myself. He's a guy called Charlie McGettigan, but he's doing this one with a guy called Ger O'Donnell, and a lovely song that they recorded, I think, during COVID. It's one called That's How It Goes.
Changing like the weather, one day good, the next day better. I never know how you're gonna be. That's how it is with you and me. One day hot, the next day colder. Keep looking over my shoulder. Sometimes you're really hard to see. That's how it is with you and me. That's how it is with you and me. We live our lives imperfectly. And though I love you totally, that's how it is with you and me. That's how it is with you and me. We live our lives imperfectly. And though I love you totally, that's how it is with you and me. Every day a different color, no one day like the other. A different song in a different key. That's how it is with you and me.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Charlie McGettigan and a fellow called Ger O'Donnell, and a song called That's How It Goes. I don't think that was recorded in the studio. I think that was just recorded on their computer, and they released it during the time of COVID, and it came out, and the quality is very, very good. And congratulations to both the lads. Right, more dedications, and I'm going over to Canada this time, and to say hi to Nikki Margie and her family, and the McGuinness sisters, and they're over in Indian Creek in Peterborough, Ontario, and also Mike Corbett, that's the brother who's over there as well. And I'm dedicating the next track on the playlist to all of you. It's a lady from County Donegal, and her name is Farah Bogle, and a grand singer she is indeed. And she's going to sing a song called Stuck Like Glue.
And just like that, there you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it one time?
Do it.
There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you, uh-oh, uh-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
Do it.
Whoa, 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 stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, 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 stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, 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 stuck like glue. You and me, baby, that's all I wanna do. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a king. Won't you do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in.
You're listening to one of the best internet radio stations around.
I've had a good time, having a fun time. Things are going my way. The guys are in line, the girls, they look fine. Everything is A-OK. We're out on the dance floor looking for a man's now. Somebody swing along. Shake it up, baby, twist it all over. Tonight we'll sing the song. And it goes one, two, three, four. Pokes down to the left. Three, four, five, six. Give it all your best. Well, on your feet now. Move it to the right. Everybody shake your hips and get it right. Find a table close to the dance floor. Two can really make it pay. Sweet margaritas, pina coladas, you can have it all day. No time for sleeping, no time for weeping. Everybody sing this song. Gather together now and forever and dance till the break of dawn. And And it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, moves down to the left. 3, 4, 5, 6, give it all your best. Well, on your feet now, move it to the right. Everybody shake your hips and get it right. Everybody shake your hips and get it right. And when tomorrow comes, we'll all know what to do. Please bring all your friends and don't forget the shoes. And it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, post down to the left. 3, 4, 5, 6, give it all your best. Well, on your everybody shake your hips and get it right. And it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, palms down to the left. 3, 4, 5, 6, give it all your best. Well, on your feet now, move it to the right. Everybody shake your hips and get it right. On your feet now, move it to the right. Everybody shake your hips and get it right. Yeah.
Yes, a fine song indeed there from a guy called Jason Travers. One called 1, 2, 3. Right, I want to say hi to some people down there in Australia tonight, and that's Dave and Marge Lewis down in Sydney, Australia, and Chris, Nerida and Riley Lewis, they're also in the Sydney area, and hi to Gary Slevin over there in Adelaide, and my regular listener down there in Melbourne, hi to Ken Roberts. I hope you're doing well, Ken, and I hope you're enjoying the music. And the song I've chosen for you up next on the playlist is one from a guy called Johnny Riley, and he's going to sing all about Dirty Old Day.
I've got some feelings I just can't hide. My darling's gone because I strayed. It's a lonesome feeling. It's a dirty old day. It's a lonesome feeling. It's a dirty old day. It's a dirty old day. It's cold outside. I've got some feelings I just can't hide. My darling's gone. She's gone away. It's a lonesome feeling. The door, and things aren't like they were before. The summer's gone, oh, it's gone away. It's a lonesome feeling, it's a dirty old.
a dirty old day. It's cold outside, I've got some feelings I just can't hide. The summer's gone, oh, it's gone away. It's a lonesome feeling, it's a dirty old day. It's a lonesome feeling, it's a dirty old day.
Johnny Riley that time with a song called Dirty Old Day. Right, it's getting very close to the end of the show and I want to try and get two songs in at least. Very quickly, I've got to say hi to Terry Bradford and Susie Arveson over there in France, and also Vincent Cohen over in Thailand and Rose McCann in Zurich in Switzerland. And I'm going to play the next track for all of you. It's one from Kenny Fearon and a song called What Would Dolly Do?
Some Jolene looks like she lost a battle with Maybelline. I got an open mind, but three ways ain't my scene. I may not be from Tennessee, but you know I got a lot of Dolly in me. And there's a Smoky Mountain law that says thou shalt not cheat. So take your truck and shove it. I know how much you love it, and it's a good thing. Bumper lips, she sure could use some beauty tips, and I could fix her up right good with my two fists. You're lucky I'm still taking meds, cause I'd burn this house down round your head. I could shoot you too, but I pray for you instead. So take your truck and shove it. I know how much you love it, and it's a good thing.
And a song called What Would Dolly Do? Taking me up to the end of the show tonight, folks. I hope you enjoyed all the music I played for you. And remember, I will be back again next week on whichever radio station you decide to tune into. But remember, from me, Jim Corbett, it's a good night, God bless, and have a great week ahead. I'm going to finish off now with a song from a lady that I knew very well over in Birmingham in the West Midlands when I lived over there during the 90s. A fine singer she was indeed, and still is. Her name is Sally Glennon, and she's going to finish up the show tonight with a song called In Between Dances. Good night, God bless, and Slán go fóill.
But I
big heart. Bet you can guess it's got something to do with my heart. I could show you. Get lost in the sound, but